With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jerk. Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I was talking to Nick in the break. I said, I love this song. I've always loved this song. And he goes, yeah, man. When I was in high school, people loved this song. You probably weren't in high school. You probably already had like 3 degrees by now.
Or 3 IT certificates or something from the Fighting Phoenixes. Say,
the Fighting Phoenixes, the Lone Star,
you went to
the
University
Lone Star
of Phoenix.
Librarians.
Oh, no, you went to Lone Star. That's right. That's
bitch,
right.
Put some respect on Lone Star.
Phoenix, I feel like, got you. University of Phoenix is...
No.
As a more respected institution than Lone Star.
No. I would much rather say I have my associates from Lone Star than my 4-year degree from the University of Phoenix.
Completely disagree.
Why?
You are an intelligent person if you get a 4-year degree from the University of Phoenix.
Are you?
Not really.
That's not sweet.
Let's be real. You can't even get at least they offer 4-year degrees.
Yeah.
Lone Star?
No.
They don't?
I offer 2-year degrees.
I wasn't even sure if that was the case.
I really don't know if they offer 4.
I assume they were a community college.
In community college, you can get your associates, and that's
correct.
It.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Not proud of it, all right? Not proud. But I wasn't 3 degrees. The fact that you would assume I would have 3 degrees was absolutely the funniest part.
3 IT jobs, by the time?
3 IT jobs was probably more like it.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Actually... I don't know. When did you graduate high school?
2001.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, 2001.
God, I hate you so much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was well into my, like, 3rd IT job by then.
Like,
for
I was
sure.
going to community.
I started in 98, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I
that
was definitely
sense.
Into my 3rd IT job by then.
Yeah, that song, I don't know if they ever had another song.
Was that Marcy's Playground? Is that
their name? I wouldn't say 15 Minutes
candy?
Of Fame. Yeah, actually 50. They're
classified. One hit wonder, right?
Yeah, they've had multiple albums, but this is probably the one smash hit that they have.
I couldn't name you another Marcy's Playground song.
That's what I'm trying to think
of. I think we would have to look at like Google Play or Spotify or something and see what the second most played song is. Because
yeah.
I wouldn't know. By the way, I got a text at 1:58 when we went to break. It was from Joel, and he said, that was awful, do better.
Critiquing you?
Yeah, I know it sucked, Joel. I didn't need you to tell me that. He said, that sucked. I get it, all right? I'm not you. I don't do good going to the break and back. What do you want me to do? I'm not the one chair, all right? I'm just making this work to make it work. From the text line, oh, by the way, don't forget, 3:30, Sarah Barshop is going to join us. Our Way Back Wednesday theme is food. If you want to call the show, 713-780-3776. If you want to tweet us, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny. That's how you can get in touch with us. You know, every show I feel like does that. Well, what are you thankful for? And I was thinking about that. I would rather talk about the stuff I'm not thankful for.
You?
Like, I'm not thankful that the Texans don't have a GM. I'm not thankful for that.
I would agree with that sentiment.
I'm not thankful for feral hogs. And I bet
you
that
shouldn't.
Lady's family isn't either.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm willing to bet you.
Because they populate your farm.
I don't have a farm. But if you're going to, you know, like AR Platinum texted the show, and he's like, man, thank you guys for the entertainment. Happy Thanksgiving. Glad to hear you guys today. That was from AR Platinum. But I don't want to know what you guys are thankful for. If you're going to text us or call us with that stuff, what are you not thankful for? What are you the opposite of thankful for?
713-780-3776.
Yeah. I want to know, what do you hate? Like, what do you wish?
What are you so done with?
There you go. That's probably better. By the way, we were talking about Britney Spears earlier.
Yeah.
And I was totally right about her not being hot, by the way. But Demetrius said, did y'all know that Britney gets just under $1 million a month for the rest of her life because she bought an annuity back when she had a lot of money?
Smart woman.
Is that true? I didn't Google that, but if that's true, that's a smart woman. Now, she just got a lot hotter in my eyes. If you're that smart with your money, that's hot. Oh, baby, that's so hot.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see. That's why I got people like Mike Tyson. Like, how do you blow through the millions and millions and millions? But, I mean, I feel like if you're that rich, you should have some sort of investment. Word on the street is, despite what you might think of Britney Spears, is that she'll sell out everywhere she goes now.
Really?
Yeah, she's still very busy with venues.
Really?
Really busy, yeah. She will sell out a big venue.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would go see her now. How old is she?
She's probably my age, maybe a little bit older.
Well, you've aged quite a bit in the last week.
Yeah, well,
we established
she's
that
probably
yesterday.
I'm 36.
When you were starting
assuming,
to bitch about all the rappers and the hippity hop.
Yeah, I got a text on the line about that.
Did you?
Yeah, it's like.
What did it say?
From Manny. It said, what did it say? Hold on, I was looking at it 2 seconds ago. It says, does Lil Baby and DaBaby have a song about food? That's from Manny.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, she's 37.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Dre on 290 said that's Clarence's jam, Sex and Candy. I didn't need that visual.
Oh, that's right. We have that drop. I forgot about it.
I didn't need that visual at all. There was one other thing I wanted to bring. Oh, we were talking about food, right? And we've been talking about, I mean, it's Thanksgiving. You got the turkey thing going on. Have you heard of this place called the Turkey Leg Hut?
I think I have. I think I've been there, but when I went, it was too busy, so I told my Uber driver to go somewhere else.
So I was on the road last week in, where the hell was I? Oh, Oklahoma City. And one of the people that came to a show afterwards was like, so you're really from Houston? People always say that, like I make it up. Like if I was going to make something up, that's what I would make up, that I'm from Houston.
Yeah.
Not somewhere exotic that I'd be like, yeah, I'm from Houston. But I said, yeah, born and raised. I still live there. And she goes, oh, do you go to the Turkey Leg Hut? I was like, I've never heard of that in my life. What is that? She goes, they sell stuffed turkey legs. I was like, well, I'm not a big turkey fan. So that would make sense that I've never heard of this or went. Well, then I Google the Turkey Leg Hut. And apparently right now they're in the news because their turkey leg smoke is bothering the good people in the Turkey Leg area. That's not the area. They're off of Alameda.
Right.
But people in the area are bitching about the smoke. And there was a restraining order put in place. And they were saying that the smoke is messing up their asthma. And it's getting really nasty over these turkey legs. And honest to God, I had never heard of this place before. And I'm sure that when they first started getting sued and these complaints and the restraining orders, that the owners, husband and wife team, were probably like, oh my God, this is devastating to our business. But apparently, this place is so popular now because of the lawsuit that they're just going gangbusters. So it had the opposite effect. Now there's way more turkey smoke because they have to make way more food for way more people.
Well, first of all, I've actually heard about this turkey leg place
prior to this?
Long ago, yeah.
Okay.
And when I told someone that I've never tried it, he was very insistent on getting an Uber and heading over there. And when we got there, it just looked like the cook-off at Rodeo.
Really?
Honestly, it was just that busy. I swear, it was that busy.
Oh, wow.
The update I see on KHOU is that they have since removed
the restraining order.
The restraining order, and they only stopped them from cooking certain hours in the day, just, as you mentioned, because of a health risk. People were like complaining about, I guess, you know, potential asthma, quality of life, quality of air, and stuff like that. It is kind of in a neighborhood area on Alameda. I've been there.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know. I don't live there, so I can't sit there and act like they're being bougie or rude, or if it really is. But you can't go over there and not try their smoked turkey legs. It's like, That's a part of the reason why it's so good.
But how does smoke coming from a restaurant affect your quality of life?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, if they're willing to put a restraining order on them, something.
I don't. I mean, obviously, I don't live there, so I don't know. But is this, from what I heard, there were residents with asthma that were, and then of course this became a racial issue. On my Facebook, I was seeing people like, oh, look at that. Look at this, you know, you got the gentrification and now they're doing this to a black-owned business. And then somebody, I don't know who she was, but some chick that I guess lives on that street was like, oh, no, it's everybody. It's not just the white people. Everybody's sick of the smoke. So it's obviously bad. It's obviously an issue. But I'm thinking, what, you know, granted, I'm sure these houses were there first, but there had to be a way for them to get the permits for this business, right?
Yeah, I guess it's when the dynamic is a bit different when you when you're a business and you have like one or two smokers, but they're not serving like your typical restaurant. This is like a, this is a lot of people. I would be very interested to know the capacity of the property and how many people they can actually serve, because we're not talking just a restaurant's full. I saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people outside when I went. Wow. Like, it's not.
And this wasn't recently? This was a while ago?
This had to have been 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculously busy. So I don't know. I don't know.
Really? All right. So let's do this. We're going to go to break here in a second, but it looks like Duke wants to talk about the Turkey Leg Hut since we brought it up. So let's take Duke's call. Duke, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, fella? Yeah, the Turkey Leg Hut is always busy like that. The problem in the neighborhood, total gentrification, it's totally different. I attended Texas Southern in the early 90s. The neighborhood was totally different. Those restaurants have been around there, no issues, but got a whole new set of group or type of people in there now, so of course they're going to complain, but they're always busy.
Now,
anytime,
now, Duke,
any day or night.
Duke, I just got through telling you, I was watching an argument on Facebook because I knew this was going to come up about gentrification and all the white people moved in and now they're complaining about the smoke. But some lady that lives on the street said actually there were several non-white people living on the street that were also complaining about the smoke.
So, I had to see it to believe it, man. Well, like I said, I used to be around there in the early 90s.
No, there's no doubt that they've gentrified that neighborhood. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think it's everybody complaining about the smoke.
It may be a little bit, too. I think maybe there's a little bit of both. But either way, love y'all show, man. Y'all kill me. Have me cracking up, man.
Appreciate you, Duke.
So keep up doing what y'all doing, man.
Yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you, bud.
So these turkey legs were being smoked for 14 hours a day.
Oh, Lord.
The restraining
really?
Order states that it essentially led to a 30% reduction in the amount of turkey
that
legs
they
can cook. So they're definitely losing money.
Oh, no. Now you just raised the price. Now you've got something that's in demand.
I think
it's scarce.
They're going to have to.
Yeah. Now you say, hey, look, we can only cook so many. So the price goes up. Now they're more valuable. And I'm looking at that because you said KHOU had the update. So I went to that page and there's a little video at the top and I clicked on it and paused on it. And I'm looking at their mac and cheese. It looks legit.
I would imagine that looks – it would taste amazing.
I want to go there so bad now just so that they have to make more smoke to make angry white people more upset.
Look, I was called an idiot on multiple – and this is a free
advertisement. I told you I was sorry.
I don't even get paid by them. Multiple people have called me an idiot for not trying this place. That's how good this place
really?
Is. According to my friends, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
like, they would not shut up about it.
We're going to have to go. We'll do that. All right, cool. All right, well, we got a lot more to get to. I just thought I'd address that because I kept seeing it, and I didn't know if you've ever tried it or even heard of it because I had never heard of it until someone halfway across the country brought it to my attention. And
I mean,
then
I've had the turkey legs at the Renaissance Festival, but not these.
Yeah, that's not the same.
What? They're good.
But they're not stuffed turkey legs.
They're not. They're
these
not.
Are stuffed.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, we're not going to get into all this, but my dad asked me, do you want turkey or brisket for Thanksgiving? I was like, brisket, dude.
You know what?
I'm not a turkey. I won't eat turkey any time during the year other than Thanksgiving. And if we can opt out of it, let's opt out of it because it's just a miserable meat.
I can't get mad at you for like rather having brisket, but I wouldn't mind some turkey too. But if someone says, the thing is about turkey, it's really, you can dry it up very easily.
Yes.
And a lot of people claim they can cook some turkey and they can't cook turkey. That's true. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Brisket, I feel like, is a little bit more difficult to mess up. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
You can dry up brisket,
it's
too,
just,
though.
Yeah, oh, no.
You can totally dry up brisket.
I'm not even going to mention it.
See, that's you. See, Joel's not here, so all the petty jokes and the childish jokes
and
the mind in the gutter type of references
is all you. No. I didn't say a word about brisket and anyone at the station.
Okay.
All right.
And who would eat it the most?
See, you had to end it on a fat joke with me.
No.
That's how you are. All right. We'll be back right after this. ESPN 975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel's on vacay, so it's Nicholas and myself, Barry Laminack, here with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over and we'll get you to the house and start your holiday weekend.
I'm ready.
I am too.
I'm hungry.
I'm not going to do it because you'll make a fat joke. So,
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm ready to eat. I'm not going to lie. I'm always ready to eat.
When does that begin? Tomorrow for you, I assume?
No, Monday. This past Monday. I started eating like a pig this week already. I was like looking in the mirror going, God, man, it don't take long for the chins to come back. They come back super fast.
Very quickly, huh?
Yeah.
I can't relate.
I hate you.
Have you ever went to
you
a place?
You will, though. You're going to get old.
I hope I don't get double chins. I'll be
you
fat.
You will.
I just
like,
don't
want
to
second chin.
That's
what's amazing right now is you're kind of shaped like a light bulb. You just got that belly. You don't have anything
I'm
else.
Not,
you just
I'm
got
not
a
shaped
little.
Like a light. You shut.
I mean, you kind of
no.
are.
No.
But you're like, but I'm jealous because like you don't have a double chin.
I do not.
You can actually see your jawline. I have no jawline.
It's been taken over by fat.
When I eat, it looks like my neck is doing all the chewing. That's how, it's just one big unit right there. And I don't mean a big unit like, you know, it's just like, it goes from like cheek to shoulder. It's continuous. So yeah, but it'll happen. I looked like you when I was your age.
No.
So congratulations. This is what you get to look forward to.
No. Although I have
Especially
seen that
you
technology.
Don't exercise.
I don't. But I mean, once a year.
You exercise once a year?
That's enough. You just have to keep your body moving.
That's not how that works.
So, you know, your bones don't calcify. It's like keeping a well-lubed motor.
Okay. Well, you lube whatever you want to lube. I'm just telling you, you need to exercise more than once a year.
Have you ever been to like a Thanksgiving dinner and actually the food was not really that good? Like from the turkey to the, like to the point where you would not eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that happened like 3 or 4 Thanksgivings ago. And the guy was really proud of the fact that he can make deep fried duck.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever had duck.
The deep fried
turkey.
Does it
just taste like chicken?
This one didn't. It was bland and chewy.
Chewy?
Yeah.
Chewy duck, huh?
Like too chewy.
Maybe like it flew too much and worked. I don't know.
What? I didn't want to be rude and throw it away.
Well, so you ate it?
So their dog got an extra meal.
What?
Yeah.
You fed?
The dog struggled to chew it.
The dog was having a fit?
I would look, if you're a dog owner, you know it's not the end of the world to give your dog table food. Worst case scenario in most situations is they throw it back up. So it was a buddy of mine.
this is what's going through your mind as you're giving
I just
want
to make sure
food?
I didn't kill the dog when I gave it deep fried duck. Chewy duck.
Chewy.
We don't know what chewy duck does to dogs. I don't know.
That's true. I don't think that's in their food pyramid.
But well, I came I back know. Over the next week. The dog was alive.
Yeah.
Worst thing probably is that it threw up. But I was not gonna just throw away their food. And I wasn't going to eat that chewy duck.
I don't know that I've ever had duck. I've had quail. Obviously, Steve from the Houstonian brought us quail, bacon-wrapped quail. Oh, it was so good. But I think, yeah, I could see where somebody would mess that up.
Yeah.
All that. Cooking, like, that's why I don't like cooking chicken. It's not easy. Cooking chicken, cooking turkey, cooking duck. I don't.
Duck, quail, that seems a little exotic for me.
Yeah. I can cook steak. That's it.
I've had bone marrow once in Vegas.
Ew.
I don't know. How do you make that or how do you mess that up?
Was it good?
It actually pretty was.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
I had to be convinced.
To eat it?
To try it, yeah.
Yeah, that's not something that I would readily be like, oh boy, I can't wait to eat some bone marrow.
Right.
I've heard people eating it.
Yeah, it's not incredibly uncommon. Can be expensive though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it like, have you ever had caviar?
No.
That I don't want to try.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't even want to try it though.
No, I don't. That doesn't do it for me at all. So we asked you guys if you wanted to call or text or whatever. We don't want to hear what you're thankful for because no one cares. Well, not on this show. We wanted to hear what you're not thankful for. That's what I'm more into. And you guys have responded, and some of you have texted that somebody said, I'm not thankful for the Astros cheating scandal. That's a good one.
You should not be.
You should be thankful that the Astros are cheaters. Not the scandal, just the fact that they're cheaters. AR Platinum said, I'm not thankful for trolls, freeloaders, and whiny bitches. Well, that makes two of us, AR Platinum.
Three of us.
Amen on that. I'm not thankful for Yankees fans. Enough said. That's from Scott.
Fair enough.
I wonder if that's Deer Park Scott, who, by the way, was messaging me privately on how to kill feral hogs with a 30-30.
Scott from Deer Park?
Yes. I was like, I didn't know he listened
to the show anymore, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, he does. I was like, I love you, buddy. You are, and I didn't say this, but I'm like, you are so redneck. He's sending all kinds of ammo, and I'm like, I don't know, dude. I just point and shoot. I don't know about all this. This one is me, Nick, and it's directed at you.
Sure.
I'm not thankful for Nick's year-long craptacular music on Wednesdays. Here's the problem. Nick is only responsible for a third of the awful music on Wednesdays. Joel and I are responsible for the other two-thirds, so don't blame Nicholas on Wednesdays.
Newsflash.
What?
Surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. That's now, if you want to say Tuesday or Friday or whatever, that's totally on
Nick. That's on me. Monday, right. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, that's on me.
I'm thankful for Barry's Lawn Talk.
Nick, I am not.
So suck it.
I am not.
Yeah. I'm not thankful. First of all,
you're not even participating correctly. You're supposed to be submitting things you're not thankful. Actually, you know what? That's probably what he said.
No.
And you changed the damn text.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
It's like I have another wife.
Go ahead.
I'm thankful for Barry's Lawn Talk. I am not thankful that he hasn't found a sponsor for Lawn Talk yet. That was the whole text. So he got to what he wasn't thankful for.
So I'm actually the exact opposite.
So if you want to sponsor Lawn Talk.
I'm not thankful that you
talk lawn.
And thankful you don't have a sponsor. A lawn sponsor. Any other sponsor, I'm okay with.
I'm not thankful you're a hater on Lawn Talk.
Nobody wants Lawn Talk. Not on Thanksgiving week.
Not on Thanksgiving week. Shut your mouth.
People are inside eating turkey. They're not worried about their lawn.
People love it. This guy texted this like 15 times, so I don't even know if I want to read it. But I just want him to stop texting it, so I'm going to read it.
Okay.
And it's just him lashing out. This is going to be a terrible text. It has no significance for the show. I just want this guy to stop texting.
Okay.
I'm not thankful for having a dumb R-word baby mom who has a miserable life but continues to cause problems with my wife and I 10 years later. I feel like as many times as you texted that to the show, you might have brought it on yourself.
Yeah.
Because you sent it like 15 times. So, all right. If you want to text or call in what you're not thankful for, 713-780-3776, you can do that, and we'll get to those. Clarence, I see you. We'll get you on the other side. We got to get to a break, but we'll definitely do that. Right before we go, I want to remind you guys, don't forget this weekend, join me at Twin Peaks Shenandoah location. Saturday, noon to 2, I'm going to be watching some college football, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Auburn. Come get one of their 29-degree beers. You know what I recommend? I highly recommend you get the blackened chicken. It's delicious. I love it. I'll be chomping down on that, even though, you know, I've had turkey already. But, of course, you know, you got the beautiful Twin Peaks girls out there, the made-from-scratch menu. So stop by. It's Shenandoah this Saturday, noon until 2. Come out and say hi. All right, we'll be back right after this. ESPN 97.5.
Yo, VIP.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Plenty more of the big show. I'm going to get another text that he's Joel telling me how much that sucked, but yeah, no Joel today. He's taking a day off to be with the family and get his Thanksgiving weekend started. So you're stuck with Nick and myself until 4 o'clock.
Until 4 p.m. before the Blitz takes over.
That's right. We are starting to get a lot more of these I'm not thankful for texts and tweets coming in. If you want to get in touch with the show, if you want to call or text 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can call it. You can text it. If you want to, we don't want to know what you're thankful for because we don't care. We're not happy people. We want to know what you're not thankful for. What do you hate? What are you not? For example, somebody texted and said, I'm not thankful for toilets that flush automatically.
I know why.
Why?
Because he's probably a guy that's sitting on a toilet talking to somebody on the phone, and then he stands up, and then the whoever's talking to hears the automatic toilet flush. It throws him under the
bus.
That's
probably a good guess, but I will say this. Back when I had a corporate job and I had plenty of time to poop, like now, you know, when you're at work, we don't have time to poop. What do we get, 3 minutes in a break?
3.5 at the most.
There's no way I could get that job done. There's just no way.
At your age, I can see that. I can definitely get it done.
You didn't need... I'm not thankful for you sometimes. All right, but back in the day with my corporate gig, that was like a whole, like, you know, you get to work at 8, and you spend 30 minutes getting coffee. Then you sit down, you turn on your computer, it boots up, you check ESPN.com, you do some other stuff until about 9:30. Now, you've killed an hour and a half, and you haven't done any work. And now, it's poop time. So now, you go and you poop for 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Now, here's where not being thankful for automatic toilets comes in. Because as you sit there, eventually the toilet's like, well, you've got to be done, right? And it just flushes while you're still sitting there, which will sometimes get your undercarriage wet.
Is that...
That would be why I wouldn't be thankful for automatic flushing toilets.
Oh.
But that's partly my fault for sitting there too long. But I feel like a lot of people, like, there would just be lines of people sitting on the toilet. You'd hear people playing video games, watching movies. That's what we did in the corporate world. You just go boo-boo and kill time for 45 minutes.
Now,
it's a beautiful thing. Then you come back, it's 10:15, 10:30. Then you go down to your buddy's cube. You're like, what do you want to go get for lunch? And then you talk about that for 30 minutes. Boom, 11 o'clock, time to go eat. And you have done absolutely nothing all day.
I feel like you have toilets with automatic flush at your house. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Right next to the coffee bar in the bathroom?
You bastard.
Yeah.
No, none of that. Well, some of that was true. We do have a coffee bar.
Did you consider it? You considered it. I swear you considered it.
No.
You wanted an industrial toilet in your house just so you can be better.
You know what?
And more special than everybody else.
I will say this, and I'm going to confess that I have considered, because of Raheel, I have considered getting a bidet.
Oh, a bidet?
Yeah.
I remember you bringing this up on the show before, actually.
Did I?
Yeah.
I've considered it now because he's talked about...
Yeah, he's sponsored by one, I would
say. Yeah. I might do that. I might do that. For now, you just have to, you know, use the shower wand. And
it just gets all over the place. All over the coffee maker. And,
no.
Yeah.
What am I, out in the middle of the bathroom? Cleaning my beehole?
Who has a coffee maker in the bathroom? You do.
But on the other end where it's not near the
shower.
We
didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that's not how that works at all. Speaking of that, all right, let's get Clarence's call real quick. And then I want to bring this up because did you see this Instagrammer that's out there sunbathing their beehole? Did you see this?
I did.
We need to talk about that.
That was on Twitter like 2 days ago. I didn't see the whole story, but I saw.
We need to talk about that. But let's get Clarence in here because he's going to tell us how to cook chicken. Clarence, what's up, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving.
What's going on?
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
First off, I am not thankful for you two talking about eating one piece of food and getting all big when me and Mark Schnell outweigh you by at least 300 pounds.
Each. Not together. You each outweigh us by 300 pounds each. Right?
Look at you. Kidding.
Fair point, Clarence. I get it. I guess being big is all relative. This is the biggest I've ever been. How about that?
Yeah. Just make sure you have those big pants on tomorrow.
Oh, all of my jeans are stretchy jeans now. Trust me. I learned my lesson.
I feel like Mark Shaw's right, probably got about 50 pounds on Clarence.
With cooking chicken and turkey, first off, the very best thing you need to have is a thermometer. And you want to reach that temperature. If you're roasting your turkey or chicken, you want to reach that temperature of 155. Like a lot of people say 165. But pull it out at 155 and let it rest before you decide to cut into it, because the juices in the chicken and the turkey are still cooking it while it's resting. So it's going to reach that temperature of 165. And when you cut into it, it's going to be juicy. People always make that mistake of cooking all the way to 165, 170, and then you're pulling it out, and then you're just letting it sit there, and then it's going to dry out.
Interesting. And that's, Clarence, tell everybody what you do for a living.
I am a chef.
There you
I
go.
For a living.
And so how do you get it up to 155 and keep it steady? Isn't that kind of a challenge? Isn't that something that people mess up
heat?
Too, Clarence?
I don't, heat? You just
well,
use
to
heat?
Get it to 150, you have to, first off, you have to, the difference between a regular oven and a convection oven. People use convection ovens all the time. That's basically an air fryer. It's convection. But if you use a regular oven, you just put it, make sure you put it in the middle rack. If you put it on the top, all the heat rises, and it's cooking it too fast. It'll be cooked on the outside and raw on the inside. And by the time you cook it the way you want it on the inside, the outside is real tough, and it's going to be dry. So you just make sure, usually, depending on what you're cooking, like a roasted chicken, you're going to start off in about an hour. If it's a deep chicken or turkey, start off about an hour, come back and check the temperature, and that's when you see where it's at. If you see it's around 120 something, you have another at least 20 to 25 minutes. Leave it in there.
155.
Come back and check the temperature
again.
That's
the goal.
155 is where you want to be.
That is the goal.
Because it's
going
to get up to 165, which is what is recommended to have it at.
After you let Clarence, I appreciate the call, man. That was very informative. I do like that he said you had to let the chicken rest. It sounds like me climbing two flights of stairs. Like, you've got to let it rest first. I can just see the chicken. It's hard in here, man. It's hot. I got to rest for a second. I like that that's the terminology they use. Most people would just be like, just let it sit.
He said rest.
He said you got to let it rest.
You can just tell from the way Clarence is talking. He knew exactly what to do with the turkey.
Listen.
Like, he's a chef. Like, he's legit.
Yeah. Two things that you know why Clarence knows. One, he's a big boy. He's a big dude. And I'm not, and not just tall, but he's a chef. So that means he definitely knows about food. And so when Clarence tells you how to cook, you listen.
Absolutely.
And now I learned something. So now I know. I got to let my chicken rest.
Got to
give my chicken a break. And the turkey, apparently. Real quick, before we go, I wanted to get to this because I feel like this would happen to us on this show, Nick.
Okay.
Akeem Hicks went on a radio program, and he was a guest, and he was talking to them about the season and how some fans were kind of giving up on the team, right? And then the radio host, which probably would have been me, because you can hear him laughing, and then he makes a joke, and it doesn't go well. And this would probably happen to us, but this is what happened to begin with.
Ride with us. We're down right now. We know that, and we're fighting to get back up. So roll with us. We didn't do this on purpose. We didn't try to get ourselves in the situation, but we're doing everything that we can to climb out of this hole. So be supportive.
You mean you didn't put your arm in between those two Raiders and it popped out a joint on purpose? I'm joking.
Hey, who are you? That's a joke?
No, that's why I said I'm not
joking.
Well, I didn't mean
you
it that
joke
way.
About somebody's injury.
No, I know.
No. I'm perfectly respectful. I'm perfectly respectful. But I'll tell you what. You will not joke
I'm
about
sorry.
An injury.
I'm sorry. I did.
Have a blessed day. This is the last time I'm on this radio station.
Akeem, are you serious?
Oh, he's serious. Bro.
He gone.
That went south in a hurry. Now tell me, that 1,000% would be something that I would do.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like you could joke like that. Honestly, I feel like there'd be a Texan that you could have that joke with, and they would
there
probably...
There are plenty of people. It was an obvious joke.
Yeah.
I don't know why he got so upset about that.
He wasn't wishing injury on you.
No, that's what I'm saying. He was just like, the joke was he was being facetious about you getting hurt. Like, no one plans to get injured. Like, just like you didn't plan to get injured. But instead of saying that, he tried to be funny.
Yeah, now that guy's probably going to be in trouble for something, really. I don't feel like he should be in trouble for
it. You think his boss is going to get mad at him?
I guess it depends on the dynamic. Obviously,
you just lost Akeem Hicks and he'll never call this radio station again?
Or maybe there's a relationship there. Maybe Akeem Hicks calls into a different show. Or perhaps the day he does call in, that particular host doesn't ask any questions or doesn't do the show. I mean, there's a bunch of ways you can work that out. But I feel like if you're a real program director or a real boss, that you would just say, you know what? It was a joke. He was probably a bit too sensitive.
You don't
just
joke
be careful
about,
with Hicks the next time you interview him.
Well, he said you don't joke about somebody's injury. Well, obviously he wasn't like making fun of the injury.
I thought it was not even that funny. I mean, it was a funny but not funny joke.
It wasn't hilarious. It wasn't meant to be vicious. But that was, I just feel like he got a little sensitive. But when I heard it, I was like, that would definitely be something that would happen to me.
Definitely
be something that I think I'm being all cute, like, well, watch this.
Was it you or was it Joel that upset somebody at Super Bowl Radio Row? Or was it me? Oh, no, it was Will.
It was Will.
Yeah, I messed that up.
He put his butt in some dude's face. Who
was
it?
It was a player. It was
It was somebody that's pretty gangster.
Was it the football player? The guy that shot himself with a gun. Yes. What's his name? Oh, my God.
We'll figure it out at the break. What was his name? Play for the Bengals, right?
Yeah, I forgot his name, but he shot himself with a gun.
Yeah.
That's the guy he upset.
Yeah.
You don't ever want to upset somebody who shot himself with a gun.
No.
Ever.
Who was that? Plaxico Burress.
Boom. That's who he aggravated.
It was Plaxico Burress.
Yeah.
And he was bending over and his butt was right
all up in his grill.
Plaxico Burress's face, and he turns around and he said, "Man, if you don't get out of my face." And me and Joe, and you were like, "Yes! Whoop his ass right now! Whoop his ass!" Never happened, but boy, did we want it to, right?
Oh. That would have been hilarious. I would have watched. I would have rolled tape. I wouldn't have stopped
me?
It.
I would not have. I, would
I know
have
you wouldn't have stopped it.
I'm not breaking that up.
No way.
No, I'm going to let that happen for sure.
Let you get your ass beat by Plaxico Burress.
And then talk about it for the rest of the show. Oh, that would have been amazing. All right, we got plenty more to get to. Don't forget, Sarah Barshop joins us at 3:30 to talk Texans-Patriots. We'll be back right after this. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You became a legend. What on earth? Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects.
Songs about food, but at least one of them has to have some
Wednesday,
sort of thankful
songs
vibe.
About food.
Yeah.
And this was your... Now, I asked you at the break, who on earth is this? And initially you said it was the Beastie Boys. And you
no,
meant
it's the Beatles.
It's the Beatles.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if this is the Beastie Boys, boy, you talk about shattering stereotypes.
Dude, Barry Warner, Charlie Palillo, Joel Blank, all of them are dancing right now in their cars listening to this song.
This is awful. This is who people think are the most prolific rock band
Nobody
of
ever
all time.
No one ever says anything bad about the Beatles, then you better watch your mouth.
This is awful.
Watch your mouth.
If this is a song that supposedly the greatest band of all time produced, they don't deserve that title. This is terrible.
See, now you're just going to poop all over the Beatles for one song.
This sucks. No, I'm sure they have other sucky songs like this.
Honey pie, you are making me crazy.
Really? Four grown-ass men sat in a studio and looked at each other and went, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's put that out. What?
618,000 views on this particular YouTube video.
That's not that many for the Beatles.
Well, on this one video, though. This is a remastered version.
Right. Well, still, that's not that many for a Beatles song. But I feel like this is probably a moment when all of them were high. And they were like, well, that sounds really good.
But usually you have good music when you're high, right? Well, in some cases.
Maybe. I don't know. No, apparently not.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Touche. Yeah.
There's no way he was sober in any of the music he made.
Crazy Train and all those.
Yeah.
High as a kite, right?
Had to have been, right?
I feel you. Probably so. Was it yesterday or the day before? We were talking with Joel about the Cowboys head coaching situation. And reports are now out about the Cowboys. You know, Jerry Jones came out. He didn't have Jason Garrett's back.
Right.
He talked a lot of mess about him in the basically saying, yeah, we're getting out coached and it's a coaching issue.
Sounded like a very iffy coaching situation.
They asked him to reiterate, was he in fact, you know, they wanted to give Jerry another chance to have Jason Garrett's back. He chose not to take that. He reiterated his stance on the Cowboys coaching and how bad it's been. And now reports are that the Cowboys would have to win a Super Bowl in order for Jason Garrett to keep his job. So in other words, Jason Garrett is going to lose his job because the Cowboys are
probably not going to win.
Don't say probably.
They're not.
I would give them 1% chance of winning a Super Bowl. Okay, maybe that's a little low.
I'm incomplete.
If it's 7%, I don't know what the odds are at this point that they win a Super Bowl, but if it's 7%, it might as well be 1%. If it's 10%, it might as well be 1% at this point. But the fact of the matter is that the reports are now that Jason Garrett, in order to keep his job, has to win a Super Bowl. So
maybe
he's gone.
Maybe he's made the decision, and maybe he's already agreed that he's done with that coach, and he wants to move on, and that's his way of doing it. A lot of people have like an indirect approach to letting you go or letting you know that they're done with you.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of higher-ups and bosses that are notorious. Maybe that's what Jerry is doing.
Could be.
Look, you know what? If you're Jason Garrett, you've never won a Super Bowl, you had a fantastic run. You were the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys for how many seasons? Yeah, you didn't win. But you know what? There's a lot of other head coaches that might have not lasted as long with Jerry Jones. Maybe you did what you could for longevity, to last as long as you did. Now, if that's really the bar that he's setting, Jason Garrett's got to be at home like, God, it's really probably going to be over. But same time, Jerry Jones, I don't know, maybe he's changing his mind. Maybe he's just having an old man moment. I don't know. He seems to be pretty sharp.
If I were to ask you, do you think Jason Garrett had a winning record as a head coach, would you say yes or no?
I would say yes.
Absolutely.
Because they've had a mediocre or slightly over mediocre season quite a bit.
He is 83-64.
Yeah.
10-6 last year, lost to the Rams in the NFC divisional game. In fact, the three times that they've made it to the postseason, they have lost in the divisional game all three times. Finished first in the NFC East three times. He's finished second twice, third three times, and fourth once when they 2015 when they went 4-12.
I wouldn't be able to remember each and every record that they had each and every year, but I don't remember a bunch of seasons under Jason Garrett where they had a below 500 record. So I'm actually not shocked at that. I never had the respect for Jason Garrett as a coach, but I'm not shocked at that number only because I've never felt like he's an X's and O's type of coach.
Well, what's weird for me is that as I'm looking at his record on Wikipedia, I'm starting to have flashes in my mind of Bill O'Brien. Now, we've drawn parallels between the two in the past as far as hate and fan base and how everyone wants to move on from them. But what's weird is Jason Garrett was 5-3 his first year, but he was an interim coach. So let's exclude that 2010.
I think that's fair.
So now let's start at 2011. He goes 8-8. 2012, he goes 8-8. 2013, he goes 8-8. Then they jump to 12-4. Then they fall to 4-12. So his first 5 years, he's exactly at 500. 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 12-4, 4-12. Well, lo and behold, you got Bill O'Brien. His first 3 years, 9-7, 9-7, 9-7. Then he goes 4-12, and then 11-5. And so it was the opposite. He didn't go 12-4 and then 4-12, but he did 4-12 and then 11-5. Literally, with a margin of error of being one game either way, the exact same pattern as Jason Garrett. So if you're the Texans, you probably see this and think, what we have is we have Jason Garrett.
And if you look at both teams,
football team.
Right. And if you look at both teams right now have a decent amount of talent, or at least had. When you looked at their teams before the injuries, like before the J.J. Watt injury, you had J.J. Watt, you have Deshaun Watson, you have arguably one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the NFL, and DeAndre Hopkins.
I'd say one of the best wide receiver cores when healthy.
Absolutely. And then you look at the Dallas Cowboys, you have Zeke, right? You've got Dak, you had Amari Cooper, who's probably going to demand some money. I mean, they had talent on that team.
A good offensive line. Top five offensive line.
A fantastic offensive line. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people were saying it wasn't Dak that year. It was the O-line and Zeke that year when they were doing so well. And so when you have that talent and you're a head coach, I feel like the pressure starts to build a little bit more. And maybe, just maybe, Jerry Jones has had enough. Because you can't deny the fact that at the very minimum, the Dallas Cowboys has a bunch of talent. You can't deny that.
No.
Whether you want to call them a good team or a bad or even a mediocre team, they have a bunch of talent on that team. And you can't deny that. So I think it's a similar situation. I'd have to agree with you. Both coaches have, or at least have had, decent or above average talent. And probably not the success you'd like them to see, considering the talent on the roster.
Both of them have three have been to the playoffs three times. At least Jason Garrett, he's 2-3 in the playoffs. Like I said, he lost all three times they've been to the playoffs. They've lost in the divisional round, and all three times that the Texans have been in the playoffs under Bill O'Brien, they've lost twice in the wild card game and once in the divisional round. So if you really want to break it down, at 1-3. Bill O'Brien isn't even as good as Jason Garrett with as many chances in the playoffs, because when Jason Garrett was, you know, getting wild cards, they were advancing at least to the division round. Because Garrett's first year in the playoffs, 2014, they were 1-1, lost to the Packers in the divisional round. Second year, they go to the divisional round and lose. And then the third time was last year, 2018, they were 1-1 in the playoffs, lost in the divisional round. Texans ain't even that good, really. They're not even advancing past the wild card round when they make it. So, sorry.
But that's been their MO.
Now, somebody published the odds, and I kind of scoffed at Joel the other day. Credit where credit is due. I was like, I don't know about I'm buying that Sean Payton thing. Fifth highest odds to be the next Cowboys coach is Sean Payton at 6-1.
I'm shocked, too, because I would have not expected that. But we did discuss how, in the event, God forbid, we obviously want Drew Brees to keep playing as long as if he retires or if he gets hurt. That might be a more plausible option in that dynamic. But with Drew Brees, how do you leave a quarterback like Drew Brees? See, I just think that's crazy.
Yeah, and go to Dak.
Even at his age, I think that's crazy.
Well, Urban Meyer leads the field at 3-1 odds to be the next Cowboys coach. Josh McDaniels is second at 4-1. Lincoln Riley, 5-1 odds. Then some other names that you'll hear thrown out. Jim Harbaugh, 12-1. Mike Leach, 20-1 odds to be the next head coach. Tom Herman, 33-1. Nick Saban, 40-1. So there's some different odds for you. So, cool. All right. We got two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. We'll be back right after this. ESPN 97.5.